Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and tonight is our very special night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we'll be doing some wonderful healings, probably within about 5 minutes here, and you'll be taken up to the Light Ship out of this physical time frame reality that we're in here. You'll be conscious, fully conscious. If you can tune into that, you'll be able to see the light beams. Some people don't see, and that's okay. The healings work anyway. So let's do an entity clearing first here. Remember, you're bilocated during that time. And remember, you're in time right now, and you're being turned off and on continuously. So when you're turned off, that's when you're going to be on the light ship with the light beings that created you, Creation Light Ship, and you're going to have, this is pure source energy, and have some wonderful healing. So let's do an entity clearing. Entities are what we call ghosts. They come into our bodies. Unfortunately, we can have thousands of them with us, telling us what to do, how to live our lives, talking inside of our head, etc., because they want to live their own lifetime that they used to have when they were in a body. It could be as little as a few years ago or months ago to thousands of years ago. So here we go. We're going to clear some entities out. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you may feel some energy moving, and we'll do another session of this here. Let's work with the bottom of your feet. So if you have any problems with your feet, remember entities are attracted by pain also. And here we go, taking them out of your feet, going up to your ankles now, and up to your calves and knees. So if you had a knee injury, they could be having lots of entities there. And your knees will be drawing these because of the pain. And once they come in, they don't always want to leave. Even if you're out of pain, they'll stay with you. Okay, now we're going up to your pelvis area, hip joints. And continuing on here. Okay, and moving up now to your sternum area, and going up now to your shoulders, down your arms, elbows, fingers, wrist, and now we'll start to work going up your neck. And that's feeling pretty good. And now we'll go from the neck to your head, working on your eyes and your ears, sinuses, taking them out of there. Okay, and top of your head. There we go. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on in cyberspace. Sylvia, are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here, and hello and welcome, everyone. Like Ron said at the beginning of the hour, this is a wonderful evening of healing because we have the opportunity to actually go to the Creation Light Ship for everyone to experience the divine energies there and to request whatever healing that they would like to work on for their body. And we'll also have time to just talk about the Light Ship, about ascension, and about whatever questions you have on your mind that you would like to ask of Ron. So we'll have a wonderful evening, and welcome to everyone that's coming on. I see people coming onto the fast chat, and that's a great way to communicate with us throughout the hour. And maybe after we come back from the light ship, Ron will open it up for callers to call in also, which will be very nice. So over to you, Ron, and maybe we could have everyone go into their heart center before we go to the light ship.
Okay, that's not a bad idea. So here we go. Just think of your top of your head, maybe your forehead, whatever what you perceive is going to be your mental awareness. Okay, most people have thoughts inside of their head, and that's where they get this information from, of living here on the earth plane. When you're in your heart center, the energy comes from your heart. So we're going to drop you down from your head, people who think in their head, mental people, and drop you into the heart so you can become heart-centered. And just think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, we'll call it, your awakening consciousness, and first floor is your heart. So we're going to drop down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so you should feel pretty relaxed. We'll do an emotional clearing now. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so you should feel pretty good right now. You should feel pretty relaxed. We'll do a feeling body. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared. A lot of energy there.
Wow. Yeah.
3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body. 5 days ago cleared. Should be feeling very secure now. Very relaxed. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, everybody, we'll go to the light ship. So this will not work on the archives because of alien abductions. That's still going on minute by minute here on this planet. And you cannot go to the light ship if you're not listening to this call live. So here we go. If you have any dogs, cats, different animals, birds, whatever you wish to bring up for healing, you can do so. Likewise, you can bring up different plants. Maybe you have a garden that's doing quite nicely. You want to improve the life force energy, trees, maybe some flowers in your room. So just think of them now. And we're going up. I'll count to five. You can feel the energy changing around you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So as normal, the first room that we go into typically is the hot tub room for most of the calls here. And you're going to actually feel your immune system change a little bit. This is used to help detoxify you. So if you happen to feel your body heating up, getting warmer, that's an indication that there's quite a bit going on with you. Some people just get more relaxed during the actual light ship experience here. If you see something up there, that's wonderful. If you don't, that's okay too. The healings work anyway. Okay, we're going into another location. And we'll go into the golden waterfall room. And this is the beautiful water, which is gold coming in. And I'll bring it down to us. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one other location. Let's go into the room where the light beings sink to us for healing. So you're going to may feel some vibrations flowing through your body. Here we go. We're in this room right now, and I'll just count to five as the energy comes into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you're on the light ship feeling it, but we actually bring the energy down here to the earth plane so you can actually have that experience. So I'll let you just kind of sit here, relax a little bit. I'll put some music on so you can actually feel this wonderful energy. Again, this is your own experience. The healings are between you and the light being doctors. And just sit back, relax, and enjoy your healing right now.
Thank you.
into another room. We'll go into where the dolphins are. And again, you may want to put your hands out in front of you. This people like to do on these calls. You can actually feel the skin of the dolphins as you're petting them on the light ship too. Then move your hand out, palms facing forward, maybe a foot ahead of you, and you can actually feel the presence there of energy. And you can move your hands up and down, back and forth, and actually feel these wonderful dolphin energy. So here comes the dolphins down to us right now. So here we come. And one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into another location. And we'll go into where the bumblebee room is for healing. And you may feel sense bumblebees, so here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. So I'll let you have some more music so you can actually feel this here. We're in a room where they're going to be releasing our pain from our bodies, a pain release room. And here comes that energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. More of that pain release energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Room where they have the white light energy, and here comes this energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And here's more of the pain release energy. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. Again, request your healing. And just see how you're feeling here in a couple of minutes. You just start to feel your energy and your body changing somewhat during this whole session. Let's go into another location. And let's go into where they have the large pool of water again. And we'll go into the room where they have the large goldfish. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And here's some more music for you. Working inside of our mouth, working with our gums and our teeth. And this will be having on this special call that we're doing tomorrow for 8 hours. This is a little preview for everybody. You're going to feel some of that silver energy coming into your mouth right now. Going down the back of your throat. It's real thick gel. And here it comes. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. Pain release energy. One, two, three, four, and five. back from the light ship. So these healings are between you and the light being doctors. And right now we're coming into the special room where our animals and pets and whatever we brought up with us is coming to us now. And we're getting ready to come back down. So I'll count to five as we come down. You can probably feel the energy shifting. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so hope you had that wonderful experience, feeling the energies there. Remember, if you didn't feel anything, it happened anyway. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace still? Any questions on the fast chat we can deal with?
Yeah, wow, that was amazing, wonderful. Yeah, and if you can imagine, you know, that I think we were probably there for maybe, what, about 10 minutes of Earth-based time?
Yeah, not long.
And tomorrow you can be there for 8 hours and experience the wonderful healing that's going to happen, which is a continuation of the body rejuvenation and with particular work on the teeth and the mouth and the gums and all of that area, which has been found to be so important for overall healing. And anything you want to add to that, Ron?
Nope. They're going to be concentrating on our gums and our teeth tomorrow, along with the nerves in our teeth. Along with other type of healings. Remember, these healings are designed to get you more present in your body with your spirit. And these healings take place outside of the light ship in the quarantine room. This is where the darkness has attached to you, and these parts are not allowed to go to the light ship for healing. And they can't go to the light ship because if the light ship saw darkness, they would terminate it. So this is a place where we go to have the parts of us that has been connected with or controlled or infiltrated by the darkness, and they start to work with us. So this session tomorrow is going to be very nice working with our teeth. And also extraterrestrial critters, you can go to the website on the left side. You can look up alien attack removals. Go to that page. You're going to be amazed at what's in there and how you can get these ETs off of you. Remember, if you've been to any type of websites and you felt a little bit slimed or not quite right, or maybe you had strange dreams afterwards, that's probably because you had a hit from these websites, from the ETs, not that the practitioner or the person putting it up, you know, was doing anything wrong, but that's the way that they connect to you. They find a way to creep in. So, again, this is a wonderful way to get the stuff off of you. You can get rid of the alien parasites, the energetic worms, all different types of things, the octopus energy. And if you notice, a lot of the cartoons that we have with little children now and T-shirts, it probably started with the Disney stuff a long time ago. Not picking on Walt Disney, but a lot of the stuff that's coming forth now, you know, does have the octopus energies on it, especially T-shirts and things. And a lot of the cartoon characters and stuff that we've seen in the past, maybe when you're growing up, is just an indication of what's really infiltrating you and coming inside of your body. So we get rid of those things to help you out. And go to that particular page, and you're going to be amazed on what's on there. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, actually, I believe we have a caller on the line. I just heard a beep. So is someone there?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Sylvia. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry. Welcome to the show tonight. And do you have a question for Ron?
Yes, I did, Sylvia. I had an impression that there could be shadow bodies in the teeth area. This is what I've been getting and feeling. I was wondering if Ron had any comments to make about that.
Shadow bodies. Yeah, that's very possible. Remember, these things can shift and play different types of roles in us. They can appear to be part of us and do a shapeshift. So these are like shapeshifter bodies, too, the shadow bodies. So, yep, I would say that could be a very true, Larry. It's very unfortunate how compromised we are by the aliens here, since they run the mind control patterns and things through us, and that's just the way life is here. So, in order to understand what's happening to you, you need to get to these clearings here to get them off of you. Otherwise, you know, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to get the same end result, which will be a consciousness controlled by the aliens. So hopefully everybody out there is listening and is able to get on this particular call tomorrow. You can also come on absentee. And it's just a wonderful call to be on. So, Sylvia?
I'll be on. I believe it's from 10 to 6 tomorrow, isn't it, Ron?
California time, yes, 10 to 6.
Okay. Can we have a sample of that tonight?
Yeah, we could do that. Where would you like me to release the shapeshifter from, Larry? Because we have hundreds of these in us.
I guess the teeth gum area would be good.
Here we go. So everybody kind of put their focus there, if you would. This is not, whether you do or not, doesn't make any difference. The healing will get done anyway. It's just that you may want to actually feel the presence of the light ship and the light beings working with you. So I'd like everybody to bring up the light being on the monitor screen. Scroll down about an inch on the strobe bar, and there it is. So here we go. We're going to energize that first. Here we go. So counting to 10 to bring in the energy. Remember, you have to command the energy in. This is why I count from 10 or use the word stronger, stronger. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that feels great to me. So let's now continue on here, and let's bring in the energy to help us do some healing. Here we go. Coming to you now will be some of the energy to be released from you. The light beings are going to put energy there to release this darkness from you as a sample here, healing. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and you can focus maybe on your mouth and actually feel this change. Remember, in the song of Van Halen, when you sense a change, nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in, and this is what's going to happen to you now. So here we go. Along with your spirit helping to release this out of you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll just put some music on here, and the light beings will be releasing this energy from your teeth here, these shadow body shapeshifters. They'll get as much as they can in this short amount of time here. So hopefully you're going to actually feel your physical body change a little bit here. You might have your saliva changing right now during this process. So here we go. Thank you. bring in more of the energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. How does that feel for you?
It feels very good, very good.
Anything kind of changing inside of your mouth? Can you feel frequencies there or energies? Or
it just feels clearer. It feels clearer.
Different taste in your mouth or
more,
anything?
More, pardon me?
You feel a different taste in your mouth during the process?
It seems like it's cleaner channels in the gum area, the teeth area. Seems like it's just cleaner energy going through that these areas, channels.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. That was wonderful. Thank you, Ron, for that sample healing. That was really amazing to feel all of that, the shifting as these energies left and to feel how much more, a lot more presence of spirit energy is able to come in after the other energies left. So that just feels wonderful. So looking forward to that. And I know our time is going really fast. We have so many questions and requests on the fast chat. So would you like to take up some of those tonight, Ron?
Sure. Let's go right ahead.
Okay, great. So we had, I believe it was Guest was asking on the fast chat about, you know, you talk about our blueprint and how we have a blueprint on the light ship. And I believe the question had to do with how is the dark side able to gain access to our blueprint?
Oh, good question. They are able to take your cells and reconstruct it. And to even make a clone of you. So it's a process that they do very easily. And remember, you may have even had people tell you on this earth here that they've seen somebody looking like you somewhere else. That's quite common. As you get older, people will maybe mention that, say, gee, you look familiar. Were you over in maybe Kansas City and you might live in Florida? And you go, no, I wasn't there. Well, I thought I saw you there like last month because I was visiting there and I saw someone look just like you. Well, that's probably a clone of you that the dark side has created. So they can make your body and make many of you, put it that way. So, especially on the dark side planets, and then your spirit doesn't really know the difference because it looks like you, and they somehow force your spirit to go into these parallel lifetimes of the darkness, and that's the sad thing. And when that happens, you are actually being controlled by them against your free will, and then you bring back into this particular lifetime where you're supposed to be only. You bring in all of that stuff that your traumatized spirit has felt, and you can end up with all kinds of physical illnesses from this, along with maybe body parts not feeling quite right. Maybe you might have a sore shoulder some morning when you wake up, or bruises, and you go, wow, I didn't do anything last night or the day before to cause this, but I have it now. And this is what happens. These are the parallel life clearings that we do for people. This is your deja vu that you have. So you know, the dark side does that very easily, very nicely, and they can actually clone you. And, you know, a lot of the movies now that you're seeing are talking about clones. That's the new kind of buzzword. And also the artificial intelligent people, too. So, anyway, you can get a clue there of what's happening. So, back to you, Sylvia.
So, just as a further clarification, so it's not like the dark side is getting into the light ship to get at your original blueprint. It's just that they're cloning or interfering with what's here on Earth that they can get at.
Yes, that is correct. Yes,
Okay, great.
Onto the light ship. It's impossible.
Okay.
If it ever did get into the light ship, you would have no more light anywhere. I think I've heard a beep there.
Yeah, who's there?
Hi, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris. Hello. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm a lot more awake now.
Great. Do you have a question or a request for Ron?
Yeah, I've got a question for Ron. This happened to me 2 nights ago, I think. I was, I kind of dozed off. I started falling asleep. And then, like, I guess once the sleeping was over and I was trying to wake up, all I could see is darkness and I couldn't move my body. And I'm kind of like freaking out a little bit because I can't move, I can't do anything, and I'm not waking up. So I'm like trying to yell and scream and shake my body. And finally, after a little bit, I was able to wake up and kind of, you know, look around and see what was going on. And I was finally back in my body and stuff like that. But I felt really disoriented. So I was just curious, like, what that process was all about and if you could shed some light on that.
It could be many things. This is a quite common occurrence. The first thing that I would say, it probably dealt with an alien abduction, number one, because you probably were, your body more than likely came back here before your spirit had a chance to integrate, and or your whole life force energy of your body was not here, but you were actually fully conscious, kind of like waking up. And all of a sudden your spirit, when you wake up, typically, your spirit comes to you to energize everything in your body. That's sort of what happens. You've heard about crash landings, I'm sure. I use that term off and on. This is like when you're sleeping, and all of a sudden your alarm clock goes off, and you get jolted, and then you kind of wake up. Well, the jolt is the your spirit hearing, we'll say, the alarm clock going off, and thinking that maybe your body is going to be compromised or in trouble or in danger. And so all of a sudden it will jump into your body whatever way it can as quick as possible because it's outside because you're sleeping. Remember, your spirit's supposed to communicate with you. And so when you're naturally sleeping, there's no way that it could ever reach you, so it just takes off. And unfortunately, most people are asleep when they're awake anyway, so it still has that same problem. But aside from that, what happens is that the spirit does a crash landing, and your body jolts or jerks, okay? And then you wake up. Well, I'd say probably in your case, your spirit maybe even was held captive by the dark side. Your body knew that something was happening to it. It maybe got transported back here. It's now on the bed, and your spirit has not caught up with it enough to energize everything in your body, so all of a sudden now you have your consciousness, you know, working, but there's no connections being made so that your body cannot move yet. And talking with people, that scenario that we're talking about here could happen for maybe 5 seconds to up to maybe a minute or so. If it goes like maybe anything over 30 seconds, it can be very scary because all of a sudden you feel like your body is basically dead because it's not moving, and you have this awareness of what's happening, and you go, man, why is not my body moving? I need it to move. Is that what happened to you then?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And what was even weirder about it is that, because this isn't the first time this has happened to me. This has happened to me, like, numerous times throughout my life. And sometimes it's all black. I can't wake up, and I can hear, like, talking. like speaking, like actual words. If I concentrate, I can kind of make out what is being said, but it scares the crap out of me, so I don't bother.
Yeah, I'd say it could also even be a parallel lifetime, too, that you're actually viewing, and your spirit is still over there in the parallel lifetime also. So any of these could hold true. It could be an abduction. And also the abduction would be a parallel lifetime anyway, because the aliens are fooling with you, you know. Just that typically when I use the word abduction, then you're actually up on a quote-unquote spaceship, okay, a UFO or something. And that's what most people actually see. They'll see the lights come into their room. They'll see the beings maybe coming through windows, maybe walk through walls. And then all of a sudden you see them and you can't move because you're paralyzed. And then you get the mental telepathy talking, telling you that they're going to experiment with you or whatever. And then from there, that's what happens. And you have really no conscious choice during the matter. Some people say they can say, stop, I don't want to do that. And they might go away, but they could also alter your mind, thinking that they're away from you. And they just dumb you out completely, so they can still do the same process and procedures on you, even though you think you're in charge of everything. So I hope that helped you somewhat, Chris. May shed some light on it. Either way, you're being messed around with, okay? That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. Since it's been going on through your whole life, has your parents had any abduction experiences that they have told you about or anything? Because normally it gets passed on from generation to generation.
No, not that they've told me about, no.
Okay. Well, they probably have it too, but maybe they're unconscious of it.
Yeah.
Because if you've been having it more than one time, most people are abducted at least twice a year anyway, whether they know it or not. And the ones that are abducted a lot more frequently, you know, we'll just say 10 times a year, then those people typically know that they have been up on ships before. And this happens a lot with women who they steal the eggs from and stuff, you know, once a month. So, and also they can, you know, plant the fetuses and, you know, take them in and out, everything else. And I have met people who actually know they have children elsewhere, someplace. So that's quite interesting. They say they actually see them. They get visitations maybe a couple times a year or something. So that's all going on, and that's all against our free will, which is the darkness. So I hope I answered your question.
What can we do about it?
I don't know if I shed a lot of light on it to help you out, but what I'd say is get on the website and put up the light being, go on the alien attack removal, and maybe just put unknown on that page. It's $30 for the month, and have the light being activated for 8 hours when you're sleeping at night, and it may ward off these aliens from abducting you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Chris, for calling. And what you're talking about, Ron, so many people have commented about how that has really helped them to have the light beings up on their monitor for the whole night. And how you can just set it before you go to bed, and of course you have to configure your settings so that your screensaver or whatever doesn't come on and change what you're able to see on the monitor screen. But you can set it for up to 8 hours in length to have that clearing being done every night. So that's a wonderful tool. And then also, Ron, you were mentioning about the parallel lives situation as well, and what would you recommend for that?
Well, that's on the website, too, under the online healing, so you could get that done. You first want to do the clone physical bodies like yourself on cloned Earths, and that's where you get the deja vu patterns from, and so you're able to actually get rid of you being somewhere else that way. Remember, there's a couple thousand of these lifetimes that you're running at one time. So, you know, it's very necessary to get rid of these. And then from there, you can also work on the ones that are from non-Earth, which are, you know, the dark side planets with your physical body there. And then if you get some relief there and you need some more, then you can go into the like the seven generational ones and go back further and further. So typically, most people that's listening may not need this, okay? But the ones that do know, in fact, I'll just see a raise of hands here. So how many people have been abducted that they know about, you know, having the abduction experiences? So if your hand's up in the air now, you probably more than likely would love to get on this particular page to get these aliens off of your butt and also get the parallel life clearings, because those things are very important, and go back into the past ones, because it happens throughout your ancestry, and this is how they cord you and connect with you through the implant. So you want to get those things deactivated. And also you can do the special clearing, which is the abduction barcode. Get that thing taken off of you, too. That's very, very important. So there's a lot on that website, on those pages, if you want to read it. And it's all very, very beneficial. Remember, the only reason why we're in the darkness here and why people are behaving the way they are is because of the aliens and their influence with us here. So the more you can get rid of them, the better off you are. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so the next question that we had on the past chat was from New. And the question was, since we're born with the judgments of our ancestors already, like, passed on to us in our body, then how is it that our spirit is able to come into the body, you know, since you've talked about, you know, the spirit not being able to come into
Judgment
and density and all that.
Yeah, see, when you're first born, the aliens take away the judgments. And so you're actually, they're not activated yet, let's put it that way. You still have the DNA, but you're not really activated yet. This is why babies look the way they do. They're full of life force energy. And then as you start to move around and stuff, maybe you hit the age of maybe 6 months to a year, definitely by the age of two, you start bringing up these judgments and stuff starts happening to you. At that point, you start losing spirit energy. So if you look at a child who maybe is two or three, if they're kind of like a homebody person, not watching, you know, the TV that much, or, you know, have given them video games to pacify them, or watching TV, they're going to be very loving. Once they hit school and get into maybe preschool or kindergarten, where the influences around them are from other parents who are not quite awake enough, and they are teaching their children, you know, about, you know, warfare and stuff by these video games, et cetera. Then all of a sudden, your child gets influenced greatly, and your child is no longer the one that you thought you had initially, because they're now being infiltrated by the darkness. And so what happens is your spirit comes into you because of the love energy. If your spirit was completely out of you, and it had to come into you at the age of five, it probably would not really want to come into your body. And this is why people end up having abortions or stillbirths, is because the spirit backs out. And so that information of having an abortion or whatever is kind of passed on to the mother. The mother gets the information. I'm not saying that's a good thing to have, but, you know, it'd be one or the other. A stillbirth or an abortion would be, you know, the same basic thing there. I think it might be maybe more traumatic to have a stillbirth than it would be an abortion. But that's my own, you know, opinion, and it may not be right. But since I'm not a female, I don't have to really worry about that. But basically, this is what happens. The spirit backs out. And so there can be no more life force into the fetus. And the fetus normally is also given the energy of the mother's spirit. And this is what you basically are when you're first being born. So that love energy is there, but the DNA is not necessarily activated yet. until you start dealing with situations, and then it comes full war. So your spirit now is stuck in a body with judgment, hoping to connect with you to give you spiritual guidance, and everything now is connected to the mind energy, because this is what you're taught in school, is to how to think, basically. That's why you go to school, is to learn how to think the way somebody wants you to think. And from there, you're on a path of mind, as opposed to listening to your heart and being creative. So I won't get too much into that, but that's what happened. So I hope that answered the question a little bit.
So would you say, in a sense, part of it has to do with then, as you get more and more influenced by the collective consciousness and by all of the judgments that are happening now, it kind of stirs up or triggers maybe the ones that are dormant within you, and then that all starts to
unravel.
Yeah, and starts to go off like little time bombs.
Yep, like attracts like, and all of a sudden you're on the ride of the earth here, of learning how to survive here and live here in mind energy, and mind energy is definitely connected to your cellular memory. And this is what now you're living, is the thoughts of your ancestors. You have to now give up who you are and live with the thoughts of your ancestors controlling your life. Your spirit is there to help you heal these. And unfortunately, most people don't ever connect to their spirit to find out what's going to come up next. You know, it's like Pop Goes the Weasel, you know. And all of a sudden, you're dealing with stuff that you really don't want to deal with, but you have to, because that's the way life is here. So
that's why we need to clear these.
Yeah, you
know, right?
You want to get these things cleared. We have lots of clearings on the website to help you clear. This is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago, was clearing out people's dense cellular memories so they could do the ascension. Same thing then as the same thing now. Same thing 2,000 years before Jesus.
And unfortunately, our time, I just noticed, is now up for tonight. We have someone coming on after us on Saturday night, so we have to close our show out in the next couple of minutes. So is there time to maybe bring in some divine energy for people before we leave for the night?
Sure, we'll bring in some peace energy. And if you want to come on the call tomorrow, just send me an email, healing@creationlightship.com, and give me your phone number too, and I'll connect with you probably tomorrow morning. So before the call, so here comes the peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, hope to see you tomorrow on the 8-hour intensive call, which is going to be working with our gums and teeth, and alien parasites, worms, shapeshifters, shadow bodies, etc. If not, maybe we'll see you on BBS, and I'll be back in New York at the New Life Expo middle of next month. So blessings, everybody, and good night.